Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, I'll walk you through a workflow I call a workforce edit, isolating a kick transient, stretching it into a synthetic, granulated tail, layering it back with the original kick for punch, and resampling a DJ-ready one-shot or texture for rave and drum and bass tension. We use only Live 12 stock devices and clip tools. Let's get started. Lesson overview. This lesson builds a two-layered kick, the original punch plus a stretched transient tail. You'll finish with a resampled, mixed one-shot or a 4/8-beat texture optimized for tension long, pitchable or filterable, with a tight low end. The final chain will glue, EQ and automate the stretch so it translates well on club systems. Prerequisites have Ableton Live 12 standard or suite and a clean kick sample ready. I'll use arrangement view for precise edits. Tempo example, 174 BPM, but the method is tempo agnostic. A. Prep and isolation 1. Create an audio track and drag your kick sample in. Name it Kick Raw. 2. Duplicate that track. Name the duplicate Kick Transient Stretch. 3. Keep track as your full kick reference. On track B, we'll isolate the transient and make the stretched material. B. Tight crop for transient and body separation 4. Zoom to sample level on track B. Select only the first few milliseconds of the kick, typically around 4 to 40 ms. Capture the initial click and immediate attack harmonics, not the whole tail. 5. Right-click the selection and consolidate or split it so you have a dedicated clip. Call it transient source. 6. Duplicate the original clip again. Trim the duplicate so it contains only the body and tail started just after your transient crop. For example, from 30-40 ms onward, add small fades on the clip edges 2-8 ms, to avoid clicks. C. Create the stretched material using Texture Warp Mode 7. On the transient clip, enable warp and choose texture mode. Texture is ideal because it granulates tonal material and gives you grain size and flux control. 8. Set grain size around 40 ms to start. Test in the 30-80 ms range. Set flux around 10 to 25% for subtle modulation. 9. Enable loop on the clip. Drag the loop bracket to encompass a small window inside the transient region, maybe 8 to 60 ms wide. Use loop fades of 6 to 30 ms to smooth boundaries. 10. Stretch the clip by dragging its right edge in arrangement. Loop the transient region into a long sustained tail. Stretch to taste. Tension tools often live between 1 and 8 bars. Adjust grain size and flux until you get the desired graininess. D. Sculpting. Pitch and alignment 11. Keep track A's original kick aligned at time 0 to preserve the initial punch. Position track B so the stretch tail starts immediately after, or slightly overlaps, the attack. Micro-align by nudging in samples. 12. Remove low end from the stretched layer. Put an EQ8 on track B and high pass between 120 and 250 Hz with a 24 dB/oct slope. The tail should live in mid and high frequencies. 13. Add color and glue with drum bus or glue compressor after EQ8. In drum bus, use mild drive, low boom, and a little transient to taste drive around 2.6, boom 0.3. 14. For pitch motion, automate the clip transpose envelope in arrangement. Try sweeps like minus 12 to 0 semitones over 2 bars for dramatic risers, or smaller changes of +/2.6 semitones for subtle tension. Texture mode keeps the pitch musical. E. Side chain, dynamics and final EQ 15. Group track and B into a kick group. Put a compressor on the group and sidechain it to track A. Start with ratio around 4:1, attack 1:4 ms, release 40-90 ms, and set threshold so the stretch tail ducks slightly each kick. This protects the punch. 16. On the group, use EQ8 to notch harshness around 2.5 khz with a narrow bell of minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Add a gentle high shelf above 8-10 khz if you want the tail to sparkle. 17. Check mono compatibility with utility by setting width to 0% temporarily. If you hear cancellations, invert the phase of the stretched clip and nudge alignment by a few samples until the low end is solid. F. Resample to create your DJ tool. 18. Create a new audio track called Resample. Set its input to resampling or route the group output to it. Arm the track and set monitor to in. 19. Play and record the stretched section, including the initial kick if you want it in the final one shot. Consolidate the recording into a single clip. Normalize to around minus 3 dB peak or to your preferred level. 20. For the final chain on the resampled clip, use light glue compression, gentle saturator with soft clipping, a high pass at 30-40 Hz to remove sub-rumble, and a limiter if you need to maximize loudness for DJ use. G. Optional texture motion with grain delay or reverb 21. For additional movement, Add grain delay after drum bus with low feedback and small delay times, or a short plate reverb with a high HPF and tight LPF. Use wet slash dry sparingly. Keep the tail audible without washing the kick. Common mistakes to avoid: don't stretch the whole kick, the low punch will be lost. Always separate transient and body. Don't leave low frequency content in the stretched layer. It creates muddiness and phase issues. Avoid overly long grain sizes or loop lengths that create obvious repetition or mush. Always check mono compatibility to prevent cancellations on club systems. If you use big pitch sweeps, re-EQ after pitching to tame new harmonics. Don't forget to resample. Leaving many warp modes and device chains live increases CPU and can cause timing or phase drift. Pro tips: work at your final tempo. When creating the stretch, texture behavior is tempo dependent. Use very short fades on the stretched clip to remove clicks and control energy on the transient boundary. Render multiple variations, 1 bar, 2 bar, 4 bar versions with different pitch sweeps and filters so DJs can choose. Keep one version without a low cut only if it'll be played solo, not layered over bass. Resample at 24-bit to preserve headroom, then normalize to avoid clipping. Use drum bus transient to accentuate percussiveness while preserving harmonics. Once satisfied, freeze and flatten the group or resample to reduce CPU and prevent drift. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes goal. Build a 2-bar resampled tension one shot that starts with a punch and ends in a 2-bar stretched pitch tail. Use a 174 BPM kick. Isolate a 20-30 ms transient and create a stretched loop in texture mode with grain size around 50 ms and flux 15%. Layer with the original kick. HPF the stretched clip at 180 Hz. Automate clip transpose to sweep from minus 7 semitones to 0 over 2 bars. Sidechain the stretched tail to the kick with a compressor on the group. Resample the result. Add saturator with soft clip. And export a 2-bar WAV normalized to minus 3 dB. Deliverable name: Workforce Kick Tension.wav. Extra notes and advanced reminders: treat this edit as a DJ tool. Design the stretched layer to occupy mid-slash-high space so it doesn't fight the sub. Capture multiple transient sizes 8, 20, 40 ms and audition them. Different windows give different grain characters. Try alternate warp modes for character. Complex/Complex Pro for smoother sustains. Beats for choppy rhythmic texture. Use Simpler or Sampler on your resampled audio to make it chromatic and playable if needed. For mono safety, audition with utility width at 0% and fix phase by inverting or nudging. Keep headroom when exporting. 24-bit. Peaks around minus 3 dBFS and avoid over-limiting so the attack punches through. Export variations. Label BPM, length, pitch ranges and whether a high pass was applied. DJs appreciate clear metadata. Recap: you now have a workflow to isolate a kick transient. Use texture warp to create a granular stretch tail, layer it back for punch, and sculpt the result with EQ, drum bus, sidechain compression and resampling. The outcome is a reliable, club-ready DJ tool that preserves low-end punch while adding synthetic, rave-ready tension in the mid and high ranges. Practice the mini exercise and create a small pack of variations to use in sets. That's the Workforce Edit. Keep experimenting and build a library of variations so you can pull the perfect tension tool into any DJ set.